12 albums, I guess that it's very difficult to choose the set list. But I have to ask if there is any possibility to listen any songs from the Burnt Offerings album, because it's one of the favorite albums here in Greece.
We're gonna do one song. It's not gonna be Dante's Inferno. It's probably gonna be Last December, because we can't.
Great.
You know, I don't want to get bogged down in too much stuff from the past, because we have so much powerful stuff from now, and you really can't do that. However, we are going to be re-recording those records over the course of probably the next 10 years. We're going to be doing a lot of the iSurf catalog, because the I don't own the master rights, and there's no real income coming from that. And if we redo those records, then everybody in the band will be able to get a royalty on the future going forward. So it's going to be a big project, and it's going to be a lot of fun to do, to really dig back into those records. Probably, I mean, especially like the first six. That's what we're going to focus on.
20 years ago, you visited Greece for the first time, and in 6 months you came back for another show. What are your memories from that time, and why did you decide to come back in only 6 months?
Oh, I don't remember if it was only 6 months.
The first live was on November, and the other one on April, I think.
Okay, I mean, it must have been that there was a demand for it. My memories were amazing of that first trip to Greece, and that's why I decided immediately that when we did a live record, it was going to happen there. So I'm assuming that. Oh yeah, you're right. You know, it was. I think it was Dark Saga that we came there for, and
yes,
then we came back pretty quick for Days of Purgatory, maybe?
Yes, it was that era.
Yeah, so, you know, it must have been that the demand was strong enough. I mean, we did a full European tour both times, and it probably just worked out that since Days of Purgatory was coming out, that we you know, had to go back out and support that. That's the normal... You know, the normal routine when you got a new record coming out. So, but you know, every experience I've had in Greece has been amazing. I mean, I love going there.
You know, I was only 1 year old then, but I've heard some stories about Greek fans waiting the tour bus and coming to you and asking about autographs and being so crazy. Is that true, all this?
Yeah, it was a little more than that.
Well, I don't know many of that, because I was only 1 year old back then.
Yeah, no, it was it was extremely crazy. Yeah, way more than just asking for autographs. There was,
yeah, it was, I think, the tour with Nevermore.
Yes, it was. I don't know. I think Nevermore was with us the first time. I'm not sure if they were there the second time. I don't remember, man.
Okay, but, I think it was only the first time, but I'm not
sure.
Yeah. Okay, so, after 12 albums, is it easy for you to write new material?
It is easy to come up with guitar riffs all day long for me. Doesn't mean that they're all great. But that's not just songwriting. There's a way more to songwriting. You know, it's framing arrangements and lyrics and vocal melodies, and coming up with cool lead guitar parts that weave with the vocal in a good way, and all of that shit. There's a lot to it. Drumming, bass arrangements, and keyboard parts, and if you want orchestration, there's that. I mean, there's all kinds of shit. So that's kind of it's a big deal, and it does still come to me when I'm inspired. You know, it's one of those things. If I, you know, like the going forward, we're not going to be under any pressure to make another Ice Earth record to the point where we're rushing it to do it in between scheduled tours or something. I'm just not going to do that. It's going to be more, you know, we take our time and make the record that we want to make, and then we put it out. And if we do that, we're going to end up with albums like Incorruptible all the time. You know what I mean? Because it's not It's just a, it's not forced. It's like you're allowing the energy to flow the way it's supposed to and coming up with the goods, man. So, you know, that's all about, it's all from learning, you know, from past experiences and just trying to go with the flow and not force something because of a time commitment. And besides, now that we are free and, you know, the way that we're going to be doing business as a band going forward is going to be completely different than anything in the past. That also gives us a lot of possibilities of dictating the way that our future is done. So it's a great period for the band right now, actually.
So what are the next plans? Touring for 2 or 3 years, and after that, you'll start thinking about a new record?
Well, I don't think we'll tour for 2 or 3 years, but we're going to tour for probably, you know, a year, year and a half, something like that. And in the meantime, in the holes of the tours, I'm going to be working with Hansi on the next Demons and Wizards. And then we're going to, we have plans in early 2019 to start re-recording one of the classic iCirc records. I don't know which one we're going to start with yet. I have a pretty good idea which one, but the guys and I will talk over that in the next few months.
Okay,
and then,
great news.
You know, yeah, you know, and then it's just going to be, we're going to be busy. There's going to be stuff happening. There's going to be, like always, various projects, but what's not going to happen is if it takes 3 or 4 years for another iCirc record, then so be it. I don't think that it will, but if it does, okay. You know, there's such a huge catalog now, and we have these big projects of going back and re-recording the old records so that I have master rights, you know, ownership, and not a giant corporation like Sony, where we're just getting a tiny fraction of what income comes from it. Now we can redo some of that stuff and do it, you know, I mean, I'm not to take away, because I think those albums are great, but it's just, the fact is that it was a bad business deal for iCirc. And, you know, for us going forward, we want to be able to have control of our catalog and of our destiny, and so it's a whole different thing. But there'll be a lot of production happening. A lot of work always goes on, even when the band's not on tour. It's not like I'm sitting around doing nothing. There's shitloads of work every day, believe me.
I think you mentioned something about Alexander the Great a few minutes ago. Do you have any idea for a song about Greek history?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, It's something that I have for years has also been stirring in my mind. It just, the time hasn't been right, but it will happen. I don't know when, but it's already brewing. And I had
that it will be very soon.
Could be. I mean, I had an amazing experience at Alexander the Father's, the Great's Father's Tomb. Was it King Philip, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And some very wonderful people in Thessaloniki took us to his tomb and to the museum, and it absolutely blew my mind. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that. So I definitely, something special, very special is going to come, but I can't rush it. It's got to happen when the time's right. So
yeah.
I've been doing some research and everything, and you know, it's going to be great, man. Whenever it happens,
great
I
news.
Promise.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
So, thank you very much for this interview. It was a great honor for me. I hope that you can close it with a message to your Greek fans.
Well, as always, I just want to tell everybody how much I really appreciate the passion and loyalty through all these years. And it's just still so amazing to me and special to me to come there. Feels like home, and I just love the spirit of the people and the food and the culture and the whole thing. I had a few days off in Athens the last time, and actually one in Thessaloniki when we went to the tomb, and, you know, it's just so great. I wish I could go there and stay for about a month. It would be awesome. But I love our fans there. They mean the world to me, and we have a very special bond, and I think we always will. So it's a cool thing.
Okay, great. Thank you very much again. Can't wait to see you in Thessaloniki in a few months.
All right, man. Looking forward to it. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.